Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your mommy. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your granddaddy. Go wake up your grandmama. Go wake up that oldest boy, that youngest boy, that oldest girl, the youngest girl. Wake them all up, whoever in that house. Wake them up. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Oh, yes, we on the air. Beaming the love of God throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area, throughout the known world. All right, get them up this morning now. Oh, let me go get my bus. 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 I hadn't got my bus in a while. But I'm going to go through the neighborhood. I'm going to go through the neighborhood. All right. All right. All right, Betty. All right, Boo. All right, BB. Come on, Bookie. Come on, Bookie. Bookie, come on. Bookie, come on. Don't worry about combing your hair, Bookie. Everybody already in the neighborhood, they already done seen your hair. Don't even be worrying about it like that. Come on, Bookie. All right, Sarah. Come on, sister. Come on, y'all. Come on now. Y'all taking too long. Y'all taking too long to get on the bus. Y'all holding me up this morning now. All right. Let me go get a song right quick. Now, y'all sit down. Sit down and behave yourself on the bus. All right, here's a good song called Still Away. Still Away. Michelle William and Shirley Caesar.
Still away.
Hold it.
that's still away. That's Michelle Williams and Shirley Caesar. Oh, I love that song, Still Away to Jesus. That's what you have to do sometime. You have to kind of, if things getting rough on your job, go to the bathroom and get in one of them stalls there and turn that stall there into a prayer closet and still away to Jesus and tell the Lord about it, because there's nothing too hard for our God. All right, that's your song for today. It's time to read the Bible. This morning we'll be reading out of the New Testament book of St. Luke. Luke chapter 17, 18 and 19. Luke chapter 17 through 19. Reading this morning out of Luke 17 along with the Bible Experience.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for you to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around your neck than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. So watch yourselves. If a brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them, and if they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day, and seven times come back to you saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive them."
This is a hard teaching.
The apostles said to the Lord,
"Increase our faith."
If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it will obey you. Suppose one of you has a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Will he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, "Come along now and sit down to eat"? Won't he rather say, "Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink"? Will he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, "We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty."
Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice,
"Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
When he saw them, he said,
"Go, show yourselves to the priests."
And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked,
"Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
"Yes, Lord. Thank you."
Once, having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied,
"The coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is in your midst."
Then he said to his disciples,
"The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. People will tell you, 'There he is,' or 'Here he is.' Do not go running off after them. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, no one who is on the housetop with possessions inside should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Remember Lot's wife." Whoever tries to keep their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life will preserve it. I tell you, on that night, two people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left.
Where, Lord?
They asked. He replied,
where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather.
Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said,
in a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea,
grant me justice against my adversary.
For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself,
even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come and attack me.
And the Lord said,
listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable.
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed,
God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all that I get.
But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said,
God, have mercy on me, a sinner.
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said,
let the little children come. Come to me. And do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.
Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it.
A certain ruler asked him,
good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Why do you call me good?
Jesus answered,
no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother.
All these I have kept since I was a boy.
When Jesus heard this, he said to him,
you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
When he heard this, he became very sad, because he was very wealthy. Jesus looked at him and said,
how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
Those who heard this asked,
who then can be saved?
Jesus replied,
what is impossible with human beings is possible with God.
Peter said to him,
we have left all we had to follow you.
Truly, I tell you, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or sisters or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will fail to receive many times as much in this age and in the age to come, eternal life.
Jesus took the 12 aside and told them,
we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be delivered over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, and spit on him. They will flog him and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again.
The disciples did not understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them. and they did not know what he was talking about. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him,
"Jesus of Nazareth is passing by."
He called out,
"Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me."
Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more,
"Son of David, have mercy on me."
Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him,
"What do you want me to do for you?"
"Lord, I want to see,"
he replied. Jesus said to him,
"Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you."
Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him,
"Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today."
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter,
"He's going to be the guest of a sinner."
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord,
"Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount."
Jesus said to him,
"Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said,
"A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said,
'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.'
'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said,
'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.'
His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said,
'Sir, here is your mina. I've kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you, because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.'
His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit, so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.'
'Sir,'
they said,
'he already has 10.
He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me."
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying to them,
"Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.'"
"Yes, Lord."
Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them,
"Why are you untying the colt?"
They replied,
"The Lord needs it."
They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.
"Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord!
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest!"
Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus,
"Teacher, rebuke your disciples."
"I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out."
As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said,
"If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now, it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come on you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you."
When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling.
"It is written, my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers."
Every day he was teaching at the temple, but the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the leaders among the people were trying to kill him. Yet they could not find any way to do it, because all the people hung on his words.
All right, that's our scripture reading for the day. We read out of the book of St. Luke, Luke 17, 18, and 19. May God bless those who have read and who heard his holy word. It's prayer time now, y'all. It's prayer time. Come on, y'all. Let's go to the altar this morning and pray. Because a family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on, y'all. Bow your head, close your eyes, and pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for bringing us to the close of another week. Thank you, dear God, you brought us all the way from Monday to Friday. And Lord, we know you didn't bring us this far to leave us. And Lord, we got some things ahead for this weekend. And Lord, we do want to pray regarding those things this weekend. Lord, we want to pray for Sunday morning church. Lord, we got to pray for Saturday preparation, that everything would be ready for church on Sunday. We pray for the cleaning crew that's coming to clean. We pray, dear God, for all the rehearsals, the choir rehearsals, and the youth rehearsals, and the women's, the men's. Lord, we pray for all of the rehearsals. We pray that you just put everybody on one accord, that things can be done decently and in order. Lord, we pray for every ministry in the church, dear God, and all of the auxiliaries. We pray, dear God, for the parking lot crew. We pray, dear God, for the greeters. We pray, dear God, for the ushers. Lord, we pray for the security. We pray for the audio video department. Lord, we pray for the choir and the music ministry. We pray for those that are working in administration. We pray, dear God, for the men's ministry, the women's ministry, the children's ministry. Pray for all of the Sunday school workers, dear God. Oh, Lord, we just pray for every ministry in the church. And then, Lord, we pray for the trustees and the deacons and ministers. Bring them all on one accord, dear God, that folks can truly see that we are indeed children of God because we are indeed loving one another. Lord, we pray for that prodigal son, that prodigal daughter. Bring them back to church this Sunday. More important than bring them back to you, oh God. Be pleased to save the lost, encourage the saved, rescue backsliders, dear God. And then, Lord, we want to lift up for this day, dear God. You know what we are about to encounter on this day. So we ask that you would just go before us, go with us, and go behind us. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right, that's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We done sung our song. We done had our scripture. And we done had our prayer. Look like the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Oh, thank you so kindly for joining us this morning. Now listen, this weekend we play the best of In Your Corner, so you make sure that you tune in this weekend. Remember, we are a station that never sleeps. We own 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you make sure you tell your neighbors, your friends about us, that they can tune in this weekend and listen to us on the weekend.
Five more left.
All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because we're getting ready now to bring on that early morning sermon. So stay tuned for that. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood. And somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, please stop by. Please, please, please stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book, let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, amidst any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.